These Merovingians are said to be a dynasty of Frankish priest kings with magical powers. The whole history of the Holy Grail is linked inextricably with the mysterious family called the Merovingians. It was a name used in the blockbuster, The Matrix, because of the power the name holds. Why? There are tales of mystery and magic, of wisdom and light, and last but not least of all, descent from God himself via his son, Jesus, and his supposed wife, Mary Magdalene. Some even go so far as to say that the Merovingians were descended from an ultra-ancient race of fallen angels that spawned the globe, taking wisdom and knowledge with them as Atlantis sank. The truth is that the line of Merovech was very special and worshipped the serpent. Their history is one of the most magical, mystical, and murderous tales. We will discover that their very bloodline was so special to a secret and sacred order or serpent worshippers, that their lives were in constant danger. That, and they held a dark secret that was twisted out of all recognition by the Christian Church. Prepare to discover the real secret of the Da Vinci Code. Today there is one particular savior myth that has crept into popular folklore through various best-selling books, documentaries, and films, the Merovingian dynasty. The Merovingian dynasty has been romantically depicted by both the regional writers in France and international best-selling authors such as Dan Brown, and Bajant, Lee, and Lincoln. It all started with the leader of the Salian Franks in the 5th century AD, known as Merovech. The name was Latinized as Merovius, and hence the line became known as Merovingian. Merovech and his son, Childeric I, were great warriors and fought bravely against the Visigoths, Saxons, and Alemanni. Following Childeric came his son, Clovis I, who went on to unite most of Gaul and the Loire and defeated the Roman ruler, Syagrius, to the joy of almost everybody, or so the propaganda goes. It was Clovis I who adopted the Roman Catholic religion for his nation. Eventually, by the early 7th century, we end up with the infamous Dagobert II. He is also known as Dragobert, coming from the words dragon and bert, which in turn comes from bara or para, which means pharaoh. So Dagobert simply means king or pharaoh of the dragons. The serpent king. Dagobert is said to have visited Ireland, a home of serpent worship, and is also said to have married at Rennes-le-Château, where incidentally, a ritual skull was found which had a hole in its forehead. Still today, Masons worship the head or skull of Dagobert, calling it Mahomet. It is kept in the convent of the Black Sisters at Mons. The cup that was formed to hold the skull was made into the shape of a chalice. Hence, we have the head of the dragon pharaoh in the chalice. A closer image to the original concepts of the Holy Grail is difficult to imagine. But who is Dagobert and where did he come from? What makes him so important that his skull should be turned into a grail and then worshipped by the Masons? The year 469 AD and the Roman Catholic Church makes a pact with Clovis I, king of the Franks, giving him the title, New Constantine, as a thank you for becoming Christian. This was the beginning of the Holy Roman Empire, which was hoped to last forever. But it did not, and by the year 800 AD, the empire was threatened. Dagobert II was a French king from the supposed Grail, Merovingian bloodline, and was the last of the Merovingian kings to hold the title of Holy Roman Emperor. These Merovingians are said to be a dynasty of Frankish priest kings with magical powers derived from their long red hair and the special birthmark between their shoulders of a red cross. Obviously, the Christians spread rumors of witchcraft and various other misdemeanors because Dagobert was seen as a threat. After several years spent away from his Frankish kingdom, Dagobert returned from Ireland in 679. But there were problems with the mayors of the palace. 3 years later, the Catholic Church plotted a conspiracy against him due to their displeasure with Dagobert's lack of allegiance to the Roman